We have more offshore wind power than the rest of the world combined, and Kent boasts the world's largest London Array off Margate, which was officially opened by the Prime Minister nearly a month ago. But not a single one of those turbines was made in the UK. The picture is a similar one elsewhere in the country. Let's talk to the Conservative MP for Sevenoaks. He's the Business and Energy Minister, Michael Fallon. Mr. Fallon, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We spoke to London Array, the operators of the wind farm off Thanet. They said that at the time they put in their orders for 175 turbines, there were no UK manufacturers. So when the Prime Minister, we remember, came down here and said the wind farm was a big win, was he talking about Denmark, where all the jobs went?
No, I mean, not all the jobs were in Denmark or Germany or whatever. It's a fact we don't make turbines in this country, and we hope to encourage other companies to come from Europe and make them here.
But so was that prime ministerial exaggeration?
No, because there's a win for the whole industry. The industry employs some 4,000 people now, right up and down the east coast of Scotland and England, and that's going to jump to around 30,000. This is like North Sea Oil back in the 1970s. There's an industry here on the point of takeoff. There are more turbines under construction, big wind farms, and we want to make sure that more of that work actually comes to Britain.
I mean, that's one of the big issues, isn't it? I mean, this is the Kent Business News. We look at jobs each and every night. You're predicting 30,000 jobs created by 2012. So we'd love to know a figure. How many of those jobs would be created for people in Kent?
Well, that's, you know, it's up to Kent to go for these jobs. There's already an operations and maintenance centre at Ramsgate. There's one at Whitstable. There's plenty of, you know, we've got deep water ports at Sheerness and also at London Thames Port. You know, we've got the facilities. We've
got the jobs are currently taken, aren't they? So how would the jobs be invested?
Well, there are more jobs coming. We're going from 4,000 jobs to 30,000 jobs. And it's, you know, we've got to fight our corner and make sure more of those jobs come here and indeed come to Britain generally from Germany and from Denmark and Sweden and Spain.
Let's move on to fracking. Protests in Bolcombe in Sussex at the moment dominating the news headlines. South East Today running a story tonight about it. Campaign group Greenpeace told us in May that fracking could take place in 8 areas, including in your constituency here in Kent. Would you be all right with that in your backyard?
Yes, provided it's, you know, it's done with permission and it's done under licence. We're not going to allow fracking unless we're absolutely sure the environment will be protected and the method of fracking will be absolutely safe. Now, there were some 27,000 wells fracked in the United States last year. This is a very well-proven technique. It's newish here, and we've got to reassure people that where it's being done safely and with no damage to the environment.
And because it is new, of course, there's lots of thoughts about, you know, the scientific background behind it. If fracking happens in East Kent, there, I know there are concerns that it could impact on the water supply. Most of our water supply comes from aquifers. Dr. Alistair Bruce, a Kent geologist, was on our mid-morning programme with Julia George today. This is what he said. Have a listen in.
The chalk that we rely on for our water supply, our main aquifer, sits on top of this roof shale. Now, the further west you go, we have a clay layer between those two rocks, which acts as a very efficient seal. It doesn't allow material to transfer from one to the other. But that's deep. The shale is deeper towards the west. The further east you come towards, say, Thanet, that security blanket, that layer of clay, becomes thinner and thinner. But also the target rock for the drilling companies gets nearer to the surface. So it's effectively cheaper for them to come towards the east than to go to the west. But from the public's point of view, the danger to our aquifer increases the further east.
That's worrying, isn't it?
Well, there is no example from the United States of a well that's been fracked actually contaminating the groundwater. But for each application here, they will have to demonstrate there's no risk to the environment. The well will have to be approved by the Health and Safety Executive. They'll have to have a permit from the Environment Agency. And we won't allow fracking where there is any risk of that kind.
And that's a guarantee.
That's an absolute guarantee. We will not allow fracking where there is likely to be any risk, either in safety or to the environment.
And how do you assess that? I mean, is there any scientific evidence to back fracking?
Oh, yes. I mean, 2.5 million wells have been fracked right around the world. As I said, it's been going for 10 years in
the
United States.
But then the argument would be from people, and particularly in the United States, most people can go online right now and see pictures of taps with flames coming out of them. I mean, is that a scare or is that real?
Well, there have been a lot of myths and scares about this, but I just want to reassure everybody, we will not allow fracking in this country unless it's safe and unless it poses no threat to the environment.
All right.
Each application is going to be looked at by experts who are independent of government and who have the job of regulating this activity so it's safe.